Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. Yvette Bolden is the founder and author behind Awaken Woman, a digital platform designed to inspire and invigorate females. In just 2 years, Awaken Woman has amassed tens of thousands of followers. Yvette's words have appeared on Thrive Global, as well as Media Maven, Arianna Huffington's portal, which is dedicated to ending the global stress and burnout epidemic. She's also an author of a book called A Journey to Becoming the Best Self, which is part memoir and part prescriptive fiction, inspired by her own post-divorce path from devastation to joy. This episode is sponsored by The LM Experience. The LM Experience is an event management firm located in Houston, Texas. We're committed to a high level of execution for any type of event. From galas to workshops, we're sure to make your event an experience. Need assistance with your virtual event? We're here to help. Contact us for more information at www.thelmexperience.com. We don't just manage events, we execute experiences. Hello, hello, Yvette. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you. But sis, before we get started, tell the guest a little bit about yourself.
So I am the author and founder of Awakened Woman. And Awakened Woman is a community. I can say it's a blog, and it is. And it has, you know, 300-400 articles, but it's a community for women to help inspire and empower women to create their best life.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
I love that. So I have a huge heart for women. My blog is just all about women. I feature amazing women like yourself on there. But I love other women who empower and love and motivate women. Like, it's just, we're like a force together, you know?
Absolutely.
So I love that. I just love it. So let's get started, because I'm just excited for you to tell the listeners all about, you know, your cause, because I say it's a cause. It's a whole movement, your community, you know, everything about this, because it's just so exciting to, I love to hear other women empowering and helping women, because sometimes we're so hard on each other that when we are this cool with each other, I love just for us to talk about that. So tell us, what is an awakened woman?
Ah, oh, that's a loaded question. It's interesting because I was having this conversation with someone a few hours ago. I felt for a while, I was sort of going through life sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. I was married, happily married. You know, I was a wife, a mom. I have a good job, but I kept feeling like something was missing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was me I was missing. I was all these things to different people, my daughter, my husband, my boss, but I didn't know who I was. And I was with my ex-husband for close to 10 years. We were together close to 10 years. And when I started the journey of finding myself, it was very confusing. It was painful. It was something that I had to do alone. And it's really hard to do that when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, against all odds, I started that journey. And at the, I don't want to say the end because the journey really doesn't stop, but
right.
But during that part of my journey, we grew apart. So long story short, we, you know, decided to cut our losses and we got divorced. And once we made that decision, mm-hmm. and I knew it was done and it was me and, you know, and my daughter, it was, it was literally, I felt like my life imploded.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, you know, when you break something down to build it back up,
yeah,
that's what happened to me. And from that came my awakening. I mean, literally, it was like opening my eyes to a different life, a different me. But at the same time, I don't think it was a different me. I just think it was the authentic me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that was my awakening. It's hard. Being a woman is hard.
Yes. Yes.
So,
oh my God.
Awakened. So now I don't feel like I'm sleepwalking. I try to feel everything. When I'm, the self-awareness is just different. When something's not making me happy, I ask the questions, and sometimes you don't want to, you know, you don't want those answers. I think embracing your truth is something very difficult, but once you're awakened, you won't take anything else. You won't be anyone else. That's so true. I think that's what awakened has been for me. Waking up to the real me.
Oh my gosh. And I love that, because, you know, a lot of times we don't know the real us. I remember when I first started blogging, one of the articles I wrote was called The Other Woman, Being the Other Woman. And people were like, "Ooh, girl, what you writing about?" And it had nothing to do, you know, with being with someone else's man or husband. It was about not being authentic, not being who God created me to be, not being that woman. Like, you look in the mirror and you're like, "Who is this person?" You conformed or transformed mm-hmm. yourself to everything everybody else wanted you to be, but not yes. your darn self, not who God created you to be. Exactly. So I just love the fact that, I hate that you had to go through that, you know, to get there, but I'm so glad that you started, this whole movement. And besides, you know, just, you know, your own personal trials you went through, you know, like, what other reasons did you start Awaken Woman?
Truthfully, you know, when I was going through this process of divorce and finding myself, I felt incredibly alone. And it wasn't lack of support. I have my sisters, I had my friends, I had my mom. I had people who said, you know, "I'm here for you." But it's really something that you have to do alone. And I started thinking about all the women, and as I healed, because it's a process, you don't heal in a day, a month, it right. took years.
Right.
I thought about all the women that are alone, that have no support, that have no one to go to. And, you know, I went through a, you know, depression, because that's all I knew. I wanted to be a wife and a mom and take care of my family. And that part was not there anymore. I mean, I still had to take care of my daughter, but it's different. So I thought about all the women that were going through, you know, all these different emotions and insecurities and fears. And I started writing, and my book came from that whole experience. And I always say this, I feel like Awakened Woman came to me. I honestly did not set out to, you know, I didn't say, "Okay, well, I'm going to start a blog." It really wasn't about that. It was more about sharing my stories and touching lives and hopefully helping other women feel hope, feel inspired to keep going. So that was the reason why I did it. And that's, I guess, why I call it a community, because, you know, I hear from women all over the world, from Kenya, from France, from all parts of the world,
right.
The Middle East. And, you know, they're like, you're doing something incredible. I mean, just reading your stories gives me strength. And that's powerful.
Yes. Yes. I love that, because we don't understand sometimes how we empower and motivate other women, just other people in general. Yes. By sharing our stories. I recall talking one day to someone and just sharing with, how I've been through a lot of things. And they were like, oh my gosh, you know, I seriously was thinking about giving up. And I was like, why? And they were just, naming off some stuff that they had went through. And they ended it by saying, I'm looking at you now and you got through it. So I think I can get through it too. I say, you can do anything with God. And I'm going to just tell you, you have to do it with no one but him. But a lot of times our stories, like your story and why you started this, is so powerful, because other women are going to be awakened. Other women are going to be motivated and empowered to do the best that they can do. And they're going to be able to help other women instead. Because it's almost like a domino effect, if you think about it. When one of us comes out and we discover who we are, we tell everybody, and then we try to help everybody. And then they, someone else gets touched by it. So I think that is so great that you've started this. And I think it's just amazing how you're going to touch other people's lives. Really just putting them in a good place.
Absolutely. That's the goal. I really do believe we're stronger when we work together. We have work to do, but I think women are catching on. We can do amazing things if we pull together. There is no, I'm competitive with myself. I feel like, okay, I did this, but I could do it better. But I've never felt that competition with another woman. I honestly believe that we can help each other. It's almost like you can make a human chain, and you can learn and you can grow and you can become stronger just by helping each other.
Yes, I think what's so powerful, like you just said, is that us banding together. Like, I already feel like we run the world anyway. I'm just but together, like, we can do so much more together. It's just so much that we could do, together. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about you. So you're a mother, juggling two full-time jobs. Do you ever have days that you just want to give up the dream?
Are you serious?
I know, that's like really? But I mean, what stops you from doing that?
I'll tell you something funny. I interviewed this, I'm not gonna give it away, but I started this empowerment series on AW, and it's interviewing women from all walks of life, well-known actresses, entrepreneurs. And I was doing this interview today, and I asked the woman that question. And, I admitted to her that during the interview, I said, the past week, I've just felt like maybe this is something that, I can't keep up with. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I make no profit. I make nothing off of it. I literally am building this to help others.
Right.
So, it's something that I do literally all the marketing. I do all the writing, because that is very personal. So I've written on Awakened Woman alone about over 400, plus I've contributed to Thrive Magazine. I'm a writer for Be Latina. So this is literally, I'm doing it. It's my passion. So, you know, I just, this week, it's sort of, you know, watching the news and thinking about school next year, and just everything sort of got to me. And I've always felt like I have to be strong. I have to be strong. I have to be strong. Last week, I just shut down. I guess they call it a meltdown. Some people call it meltdown. Some people say depression. I'm like, oh my God, like maybe I should give something up. And you want me to tell you something? Every single time that I've even, that thought has crossed my mind, something happens during that moment or that 24, 48 hours, whatever. Something happens that pushes me further towards my purpose. And at that point, I'm like, okay, this is what I am supposed to do. So I can't give up, because it, to me, it's like, it's a sign that this is the path that I am supposed to be on.
Right.
So I just feel that it's bigger than me. And even if it crosses my mind, something always happens to show me, no, you have to keep going.
Exactly.
But we all have those days.
Yes. And even more so, I think what some people may not get is that we do it sometimes without even like thinking, you know, like we want to stop, but then we're like, I gotta keep going, and we just keep going, and we're like, oh wow, I did almost want to give up, huh? And we just keep going, and I think it empowers us to know that we're touching other people's lives. I think for me, the main thing when I get those days, because I have those days too, I just recently stepped out to be a full-time entrepreneur. I left, you know, five-figure, almost six-figure job.
You're all in.
Yeah, so it's like, it's now or never. But then I think about, you know, God purposed me for something bigger. And in order for me to get it, I had to step out and do my own thing. But it wasn't even about me. For one, it's about leaving legacy for my family, for my children. But it's also about those who are watching me. Who's watching me right now? What are they saying? Like, oh my gosh, if she just left this good job, you know, they always say, oh, you just left that good job. Then, you know, it's going to empower them to say, I could probably do that too.
Absolutely. Yes. And at the end of the day, if you, obviously they're all, you know, they're calculated risks, but if you don't take a risk, you're not going to know if, I mean,
you're right.
You're not going to know. So, no, I understand that. I get that.
Yes.
You have to take some risks.
Yes.
And if you, you know, and I think if you make, if you take that step, it's go big or go home. You have to make it work.
Right. And I think sometimes when we don't, we have this, you know, they say, oh, you have this fear of missing out. Well, yeah, you do kind of have that fear of missing out, because it's something so much bigger and greater out there for us that we never know how close to it we are if we don't keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest part of that is just believing in yourself.
Exactly.
You have to have that.
Yes, that is so, so important. So since starting AW, what has been your biggest win and your biggest challenge?
Stay right there. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Oh, boy.
I'm with the loaded questions today, huh?
My biggest win. Honestly, my biggest win is when someone tells me that they've read whatever, they've read one of my articles and it touched them, it changed them, mm-hmm. it made them cry. To have that power, to be able to use your words to heal people or to make them feel something,
right?
I think it's magical. So that's my biggest win.
Yes, that is wonderful. It just really makes you think about what's really important, you know, when someone's told you that you've touched them that way. It really, really makes you, you know, wonder about that. So what's been your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge, I know what it is. So I've recently been asked to, I have to, I've been, I've started the process of building my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started all this, I was sort of hesitant to show my picture, show my face, you know, because it wasn't about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I've realized that that is part of the package. So I think putting myself out there and even on Instagram, you know, I'll put quotes and I'll put, you know, I'll do some write up, and the engagement is different when I put out, let's say, a picture with the message.
Right.
So I think that's been challenging, because it means putting a face to the name. And I am completely proud of AW. It's just, I never want people to think that, for me, the whole key to this is the writing, is the message. It's not about, you know, what I'm wearing, what I look like. That's not what it's about.
Exactly.
So that's been the biggest challenge. But I'm working to balance that out. I don't want too much of one thing or the other. I'm trying to balance it out.
Right.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, that's a lot, because I'm the same way. Like, even for me, it was like, oh, I hate the sound of my voice, so I'll never do anything talking. Okay, so why you got a podcast? You know, why do you appear and speak at certain things? Like, we just always have something.
But absolutely.
People, they attach to us. So we have to show our faces. We have to, you know, talk and give speeches and things. But yeah, I was the exact same way. Like, why do you need my face on this? Like, why do I have to be?
Girl, I did, and it's on YouTube. I did an interview, and it was an interview with two women. It was, I forgot, the Writer's Corner. And one woman was in South Africa, and the other host was in Tennessee. And that was the first time I was on video. And I was like, oh, my, like, it's really weird to sort of see your face. So I haven't done one of those again, but I'm doing another one next week in IG Live, and it's my first one. And she was like, I really want you on the show. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know. To be continued. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of facial expressions, and I talk with my hands. So, you know, I'm Latina, so this is what we do. And it's I want to be me. I don't want to look a certain way or portray myself a certain way. I just want to be me.
Right. Yes. That's me. I'm just like, okay. I guess.
I've seen you posing on your pictures. You're all fabulous.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But I'm telling you, the photographer has to be like, okay, let's do this. Let's do that. Like, the best ones, I say, for me, it's like with my mouth wide open, showing out my teeth. Like, and they've caught me in the moment, because I'm trying to be like, not cheesing so hard.
Well, it looks totally natural.
Yes.
You're natural.
I appreciate that. Thank you so, so much. So if you could deliver one message to the listeners, you know, that inspires them, empowers them, encourages them, what would it be?
One message.
Give us as many as you want to, sis. You know what I'm saying? This, you got the floor.
I would say, don't limit yourself. Dream big. Like, create the biggest dream you can and go after it. The worst that can happen is that it won't materialize. But I do believe, let's say, you know, I mean, be realistic, obviously. But I don't think it's about the big house. I don't think it's about the $1 million in the account, although that would be nice, a couple extra zeros for college tuition. But it's truly about the journey.
Right.
Like, I'm, you know, I just started this journey a couple of years ago, and it hasn't been obviously about monetizing, because I'm really not profiting. It's been about the journey. It's been about the amazing women that I've met, the nuggets of wisdom that every single woman has given me, the inspiration that every woman has given me, and learning so much about myself. I am stronger than I thought I was. I'm more creative than I ever thought possible.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have learned all these things were it not if I didn't set on this journey. I didn't know about blogging. I didn't even, I gotta tell you, like, people ask me, well, when did you start writing? Did you go to school? You know, no, I took 4 years of psychology, liberal arts, and I didn't set out to be a writer. But I found my passion. I found my purpose. It's really about the journey.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of what's possible. Don't be afraid of finding out the truth of who you are. Because I'm not saying it's all going to be good. You know, we're not perfect. We're not. I mean, we're human beings. But embrace the journey. And there will be good and bad times, but we'll learn from each of those moments. So I'd say set out to make your dreams come true, your goals, but embrace the journey, because I truly believe it's about the journey. It's not about the prize at the end of the yellow brick road. You know what I mean? Or the pot of gold, right? At the end of the rainbow. It's about the journey. It's about the time that you are spending with people doing the things that you love. To me, that is what it's about, because when, you know, when I go on to, you know, wherever we go next, that's what I take with me. And I, as I get older, I realize the power in that.
That is so awesome. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm sitting here like, pass the collection plate, please.
Oh please. My gosh. Thank you.
We need to hear that. We do. We need to hear that. Because, like I said, sometimes I just think we just so hard on ourselves. And sometimes it takes someone to say to us those things so that we get it. We need to get it that what we have is a gift, and somebody needs it. Somebody definitely, you know, needs it. So let me ask you this one. I'm finna play devil's advocate now. So if you were not awakened, if you had never started AW, what do you think you'd be doing?
Wow.
Because I know for me, when I was asked that, they were like, okay, so what if you never started your brands? You know, what do you think that you would have been doing? And I said, you know, honestly, I think I would have still been stuck in retail. Like, I still probably would have been there. I never probably would have done anything differently. I think working there, and as much as I hated it, it kind of pushed me, I think, you know, to do what I'm doing now. Not that I wasn't doing it then, I was, but I think that pure hatred of it just made me go ahead and jump and say,
girl, okay. I'm feeling everything you're saying right now. I'm not quite out on the other side, but that's the goal.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it's funny when you asked that, I thought the first thing that came to mind was the word unhappy.
Mm.
I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I have my moments where I'm frustrated now.
Right.
But I can't say unhappy is different. Unfulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would have felt extremely unfulfilled. And I'm not saying I loved being a wife. I was, he's a good man. But there was so much of me that was missing such a big piece that if I would never have found that, I think I would have felt like there was a hole, that I was, there was just something, a void that I needed to fill. So I think unhappy would have to be the word.
Right. That's deep, sis. Because, I mean, when you think about when you're walking in your purpose, when you're doing the things that you know that you have been purposed and positioned by God to do, I think unhappy is really what will come to mind, because you're doing something that's outside of your purpose and the will that he has for you. So, yeah, totally unhappy. And that's just, that's how I was. I was unhappy. I dreaded going into work. Like, I would have my days off, and then that second day, I'd be just depressed.
I know. I know how that feels.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
But I've, you know, as far as that, I've looked at it like it's a means to an end.
Yeah.
It's the job that pays for my dream. And that's how, if anyone's listening that is trying to build that dream or trying to attain that goal and is, you know, has a hard time waking up to go to that job that they dislike, and there are tons of us that do that.
Right.
I think a friend of mine told me a long time ago, if you think about it like it is the, you know, the job that pays for your dream, exactly, it makes it a little easier because you're seeing that there is light at the end of that tunnel. That's it's right. Not, nothing is permanent. So, well, except for one thing, right. but you have to know that it's a station. It's just a temporary state until you get to where you really want to be.
Right. Right. And that is so true. That is so, so true. And I definitely want people to understand that that's just exactly what it is. It's just what you have to do until it is time. And I will say that too, until it is time to step out and do something different. It's not a decision that you just make off a whim. It is not something that you take very lightly. It is definitely something, you know, you have to consider, but that is exactly how I saw it. And I think that's what helped give me more joy about going in, although I would dread it. It was like, this isn't forever. This is temporary. There's something else, you know, I want to do that I will be doing outside of this. So yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm going to just bounce on in here and come on out. Like, yeah, I think that's a perfect way of looking at it, to where you're not just so bogged down with, this job. You know, I'm very appreciative to my job. It helped me be able to do a lot of things that I wouldn't have done if I didn't have it. So I'm definitely appreciative, you know, of the job. So I think that's a great way, you know, of helping people see that, you know, that job is still a blessing to be able to do what you need to do.
Be grateful, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
So what has been the most powerful lesson you've learned as an awakened woman?
Oh, I know exactly what that is. To love myself.
Mm-hmm.
To be kind to myself.
Yes.
I think it goes along with loving yourself, but understanding and knowing the value of me, self-worth, I think is huge. And I think there's so many of us that struggle with it, and we accept anything that comes our way as opposed to asking for what we want.
Yes.
And you have to remind yourself all the time, because the one thing I've learned is that we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. And I can know my self-worth. I can love myself. But, you know, we fall in love. We fall into relationships. We right. give it all. And then you kind of forget those lessons that you've learned.
Yeah.
And I think you have to keep reminding yourself, you know, I am worthy. I am not going to just accept whatever comes. I am going to ask for what I want. Always being prudent. I mean, obviously, but because it's a give and take.
Exactly.
Self-love, self-worth, and being just having self-compassion, I think.
I think that's awesome. I think that's like totally awesome, especially when you think about yourself, because we can't serve others unless we're taking care of ourselves.
Girl, that should be a prayer. You know, it's funny because I never really understood. I can't give it all and not give to myself, because right. at some point that tank is going to dry out mm-hmm. and no one's going to get anything.
Yes.
So yes, absolutely. Loving yourself, caring for yourself is definitely up there.
Yes. So true. And I think it just makes me think about that saying where they say you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yes.
You can't pour from
that
an empty
so
cup.
That is so true.
Yes. And so I tell people all the time, like, it's so important for you to take care of yourself. It's so important for you to practice self-care and not do it, you know, on occasions. Like, self-care, it should be done every single day. You know, find something that you love. Do it every day to make yourself feel better, because we have so much to give to the world, and we can't do that if we're a mess. We can't do that if we're not taking care of ourselves. So I just feel like that's the thing. That's one of the things we definitely should be doing, is being kind and loving ourselves and all those things. So I just love it. Like, all your stuff was so beautiful. Like, you gave us so much good information about, you know, being awakened and all of that. So tell us how we can get connected with you. And I'll make sure all of that information is in the show notes.
So my website, Awakened Woman, it's awakened-woman. I'm on Instagram as Woman Awakened, on Twitter as Woman Awakened. And on Facebook, I think the handle is AW Inspires.
Okay.
And honestly, if you just Google my name, you'll find it's like for all the world to see. That's another thing I'm still getting used to, by the way.
Right?
Like, oh my God, people can just Google my name and find it all.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing, because my goal is to spread positive messages, to help inspire other women. So it please, you know, if you need some inspiration, definitely check out Awakened Woman. And the interesting thing about this whole, you know, this phase of my journey is I've been able to meet women from all walks of life, women who've done really well, women who were, geez, you know, born in affluent families, and, you know, those who came from nothing.
Right.
And what I am finding is that doesn't matter how much money you have, how big your house is, it doesn't matter where you come from. We are all connected by our experiences. There is so much overlap that it's beautiful, because it reinforces my belief that we can all learn from each other. It doesn't matter where we come from.
Right. That is so beautiful. Oh, that's so awesome. I have certainly enjoyed chatting with you, learning more about you and what you do to help other women. It's just been totally awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation.
It is certainly a pleasure. And this probably will not be the last time we chat. Definitely have you back on to share more about your program and what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you, and then you can also find on my site the information on my book, which just turned 2 years. It's all about my journey of, you know, from being married and having, you know, my, you know, church wedding, my fairy, we call it fairy tale, I think. You know, having the fairy tale wedding to my depression and the entire journey, it's out there in a book. You can find it in Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So, you know, it definitely gives you hope.
That's so awesome to hear. Definitely need to get the book and all of that and support you in any way that, you know, we all can. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope to talk to you again.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.